news. The England cricket team is headed to the beaches of Noosa to refresh after succumbing to a second straight defeat to the Australians on Sunday. Captain Ben Stokes said the getaway would provide a much-needed chance for a physical and mental break for the players as they try to stay out of the spotlight, having already come under scrutiny earlier in the tour after members of the team were photographed riding e-scooters without helmets. The next test in the series will start on the 17th of December in Adelaide.
In national news, unwanted fast fashion items are overwhelming op shops. While Australians feel good donating clothes, donation bins are being flooded with fast fashion and it's costing the op shops. We are seeing a lot of fast fashion brands come through new with price tags still on. People are buying on impulse and then not wearing it, a spokesperson from the St. Vincent's de Paul Society said. 14% of clothing donations end up in landfill, and it's mostly because of fast fashion. Fast fashion isn't made to last. It rarely survives a second life. It's made for us to just keep consuming and moving on, they said. And while young people value sustainability, they're being drawn in by social media fashion trends, Dr. Harriet Richards, a senior lecturer at the RMIT University, said. The main message op shops urge consumers is to buy less and stop treating op shops as a dumping ground.
Nearly 40 years after US pathologist Gerald Abraham first discovered asbestos in his toddler's play sand and unsuccessfully pushed for stronger consumer protections, contaminated children's sand has again been found by chance in Australia. The discovery has triggered national recall, school closures across several states, and a review of import controls after highly sensitive lab tests confirmed asbestos in coloured sand imported from China, where trace levels are still allowed. Abraham argues that relying on fluke discoveries exposes a serious regulatory gap, warning that even very low concentrations can contain billions of fibres and pose a small but real long-term cancer risk.
In international news, MPs on the Public Accountants Committee were told that rebranding home-to-school transport as assistant travel to school could help curb soaring costs, which have reached $2.3 billion a year in England. Councils are struggling to fund free travel for pupils who cannot walk to their nearest suitable school because of distance, disability, special educational needs, or safety concerns. Local officials argued that support doesn't have to mean a door-to-door taxi service, noting that COVID-era habits of using single taxis have inflated expectations. They recommend greater use of commercial buses, new franchising powers, and more flexible routes, while acknowledging that some young people with significant needs will allow require delicate transport. For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny and hot. It's currently 27 degrees with an expected max of 30. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is expected to reach 10, which is in the extremely high band. That is all for your 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more, and in the meantime you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Hey guys, this track has some bad language. Don't say we didn't warn ya.